What's up?
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, oh.
Oh.
Allie. I see you trying to sell feet pics without cutting us in.
Hey, are you trying to trying to do some work on the side?
You trying to, yeah.
guys, I can explain.
I can't.
To everyone new to the channel, I'm Andy. That's Allie. You know Nate.
You know, I was thinking about that. Like, do we address it or do we just have people come back and be like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Wait. No LaMare or Matt? What's a girl?
No swim? I thought this was swim's pod.
Guys, I'm sorry, I'm a girl.
No, it's all right. But no, what I won't accept
from here up, if it matters.
It actually does. Get out. Yeah, we don't play that game. No.
Wait, you're a downstairs fella?
No, I'm a downstairs fella. Put him on the table, guys. Let's
You couldn't handle it. It would be too much girth. Ice room.
There's nothing to put on the table. I have been having some, like, I've had no complaints, surprisingly little complaints in the bedroom. I want to put that out, like, just through the histories. Like,
I've started off with lies.
I've had girls shocked. Like, they see what's presented to them. It's like it's like when you eat certain ethnic food and it just looks like a plate of slop, and then you're like, that was delicious. But I've been having some eensy teensy mornings.
Yo, comparing your dick to delicious slop is nuts.
Come eat it, pig.
So I do. I lay in the bed and I go to Steph. I go, come up to the trough. No, but I have been having some tiny mornings, and it's like, I don't know what it is.
That's a bad sign.
It is?
Yes.
You need tea.
You should wake up in the morning rock hard.
Yeah. You don't know.
I do.
Do you wake up in the morning drenched?
Drenched.
You're lying.
Drenched.
You're lying.
My sheets.
I guarantee
day.
You're a lube lady.
That's how she gets
out. Is that disrespectful as a woman?
No.
Call you a lube lady?
I feel like that should be disrespectful. Isn't that the whole thing? Besides tight, isn't it also moist?
Yeah, I guess smell, taste.
Yeah, I don't feel disrespected by that because it's not a problem for me.
Okay, so it doesn't trigger you at all?
Not at all.
All right.
I feel bad for the ladies. I got so much going on down there. The day that I finally stopped getting my period, I'm not worried about it. I got too much going on down there.
Okay.
So you think it's just all blood?
Yeah. Tons of blood.
It's just the fucking shining elevator.
I've actually never not had my period a day in my life.
It's the only reason you're not pregnant?
Yeah. Sorry, I already mentioned the...
Is it a heavy flow if it's a constant flow?
What do you call it in that context?
Just a flow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we're talking about periods.
Yeah, the whole, I just want to say, they did it, not me.
As a lady who does stand-up.
Anybody who doesn't like you on the pod is like, I knew she was making this girl's pod. They're having period
Here
talk.
Here they come with the comments. I started off by saying.
Stop looking at them. Oh. It's not good for your psyche.
Honestly, I looked like one time. And
it was devastated.
Guys, you gotta simp harder for Allie.
Simp for me, fellas.
The 0.1% that dislikes her is rough.
Yeah, I learned a long time ago to not look at the comments.
Yeah.
You look a little bit. It's hard to not, but then as soon as you see one that hurts, you're like, I'm out of here.
Someone from your Discord invited me to join the Discord, and I joined it for a second. I thought about saying hi, but then I was like, oh, it could be messy.
Don't
get in there.
I mean, get in there if you want to get in there.
They said to me, just don't go on the simp part of it. I said, I'll go wherever the fuck I want.
Yeah, they basically were like, look directly at the simp part of it.
Yeah, it's the first part I went to.
Yeah,
all right, the rest of this is pointless.
It's the best part of it. Gaming's pretty good. General's nice.
Well, I was thinking, when we get to the end of the Allie era, maybe that is like when you premiere the OnlyFans and like...
Now, was this a thing y'all were discussing last week? Because I saw OnlyFans talk come up in the Patreon.
Did we talk about that?
I can't remember.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
A Patreon comment was...
I was podcasting from my house. The drinks were flowing a lot more.
You were already drunk before the pod.
Yeah.
Some pre-pod beers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw somebody say like Allie OnlyFans would be pretty sick or something like that. I was like, damn, they went deep into the pimping thing.
I can't even remember.
Oh, yeah, we talked about OnlyFans, and I was saying it's the trade-off is because there's these Twitter accounts that'll be like OnlyFans girls posting their L's, and it'll just be all these girls being like, yeah, once the guy finds out of an OnlyFans, they just stop texting me. And it's like, yeah, like I don't know. A lot of dudes are less chill with this. So that's like the, I know we brought that up, but also.
Yeah. I thought we primarily talked about you getting on OnlyFans.
You might have, but this doesn't mean that the fellas aren't going to hear you talking about OnlyFans.
They just hear the word.
And they're like, coming out Allie, OnlyFans, plant the seed, fellas.
Oh, yeah. I remember what it was. We were saying, we were like, because Allie's like, I don't know if it'll do well. I was like, it'll do well.
Oh, I would love to have
it'll
one.
It'll definitely
but
do well. It'll help your situation.
If there were something that could prevent people from screen grabbing or screen recording.
Yeah, if you got an OnlyFans, they'd send it to me, Andy, and LaMere.
I wouldn't even look at it.
But
they'd send it to...
Just you. It'd be me and LaMere's wallpaper. No, I'm just...
Well, that'd be my Christmas card. So.
But yeah, you'd clean up with it, OnlyFans.
But would any part of you... this might feel like talking shit, so I didn't even go. I was going to ask you if any part of you having the OnlyFans, would it feel like you're doing something you shouldn't comedically, like as a comedian?
Yes.
But I don't want to like feel like I'm shitting on comic ladies who do that, though.
No. Yeah, it would. Okay. It would feel like I was doing a little...
Like not taking yourself seriously or something?
Yeah, or like, you know, and this is not talking shit about any female comics that have one, but it's like, oh, I'm not funny enough to like get it on my own. I have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't mean
not that. Saying that's true of any female comics that have an OnlyFans.
Just your own feeling if you did it.
Just my own feeling if I did it.
Now somebody will remember this if you decide a year from now.
I know
it's too much money on the table if I don't do an OnlyFans.
I will say though, I think the OnlyFans, while it would help you financially, like it would keep you stable financially, I don't know if it necessarily correlates to. I don't know if it necessarily correlates to like
ticket sales and shit.
Yeah, ticket sales, because that was the problem we ran into. Like, we were having fun talking to the fucking porn adjacent porn star girls and stuff like that, but you realize you're like, oh, it's not transitioning into like real fans for us.
Yeah, it's just people who love the porn lady so much that
like,
they
just want to look at that lady.
Yeah, I want to hear her opinions.
You're adding three dudes to the mix that aren't putting their penises in her.
And if anything, being coy about it.
Yeah, but I mean, who cares if they're watching it? At least, who cares?
Hey, I mean, more than anything, if it's not content that the people who really give a fuck are going to give a fuck about, then it's just useless numbers.
You could utilize it to work harder to beat the. To like sort of beat the charges. The charges of like, oh, you're only here because of the OnlyFans.
That's true.
And then if you actually like get...
Dude, Karen Fian makes so much fucking money on OnlyFans. It would...
Yeah, doesn't she make like... I think she says it all the time. I don't want to say it for her, but I've heard her say it. And it's just
it
like...
I don't want to say it for her either,
but... I think I've heard her say it on stage, but yeah,
she
it's
never
very...
has to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems nice.
Yeah.
Sure, buttholes.
We should show our buttholes? I don't
guys,
think...
Guys, if enough people get on the Patreon...
We will. I feel like it's fun to say, but if we ever actually show a butthole, it would be so fun to just watch all the Patreons disappear.
Yeah.
It's like they actually show butthole, gay, just abort.
The only good thing that would come out of it is just like... You ever see that shit where it happened to one of the Property Brothers? No, not the Property Brothers. Another HDTV dude, where this person, this like nurse, was watching the show, and she was like, "Hey, you check this thing on your fucking cheek. You have cancer."
Yeah.
And then they would look at my butthole and be like, "Ew." Also, Andy, you have a cyst growing.
But that's the good part, though.
Yeah,
get to the doctor a little early.
But everyone would leave, so I wouldn't have money to pay for it.
You know what I would do? Now, maybe this is me speaking as not a female. Like a comedian?
What?
It's not a female comedian. What
Since
I would?
When?
Yeah, I want my money back.
Hold up. This friendship was purely based on me getting some. Some of that sweet, sweet Nate pussy.
Yeah.
You had wanted my nussy?
You wanted
my You can't have my nussy.
The legendary nussy. It would have been mine, and now it's... Now you've had a dick this whole time?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro.
I feel had.
I apologize. But, fuck, I don't even know where I was going with that. I think I would go the route of, like, you know how, like, Instagram lets you do subs? I would do subs and do bikini pics and still feel like I'm keeping my, like, this ain't doing it. I'm just showing my body.
Just show a little bit of skin?
Yeah. But I guess you didn't have to be super confident in your bikini body and your, like, your non-nude body, your ludes. Gotta be real confident in your ludes.
Gotta be, yeah.
And lewd confidence, I think, is a lot different than nude confidence.
Yeah, it is.
I think it might be tougher.
Yeah, it might be, because the other way, you just have to be naked.
Yeah, you're like, they see nipples, they're going to be excited.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes, all respect to the queen, but that goes all the way back to the Sarah J conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When people discover Sarah J, and you're like, this is who you've been talking about? And you're like, watch the game footage.
Yeah.
You know, watch her play on the field. That's why we're fans, and we respect her.
Also, I mean, it's that, but also, she does have a special place for her ass back in the day. It wasn't a lot of her asses. Sorry, we had this conversation. I already know, Allie. We
put you on. I can't remember that.
It's crazy.
I've had that conversation.
Every single day is like, crumples up like a little piece of paper and goes in the wastebasket, and then it's just gone. I can't remember what the fuck we're talking about.
Damn. You got lead in the brain. That's a true symptom of lead in the brain.
Is it? I've had so many x-rays and especially so many dental x-rays. So that's probably getting up there. What the fuck you do to your teeth? My teeth are fucked up.
Is that from your good old girl days?
Good old girl days. Yeah. Do not smoke crack. It'll rip the teeth right out of your face.
I'm glad you said that. I was like, gonna this weekend.
Teetering.
Yeah. You were on the fence about it.
I was on the fence about crack. And you saved me from it.
Don't do it. Do not do it.
Yeah, but back to the... I know we touched on it at the very beginning for a second, but... what's this about you trying to sell feet pics through the podcast network? I know we're not a network, but...
Well, you know, you got to take it where you can get it.
Yeah, you didn't message me or Andy once. Like, hey, I got y'all.
Well, you know what? Actually, the one guy, he commented, I got to check back and see if he wrote back again. But I said, I'm getting a pedicure if you want to buy it for me. And he had said yes, I think.
I remember you brought this news to me very excited.
Oh, I was thrilled.
You're like,
whoever you are.
He's like, one of your listeners is getting me a pedicure.
Yeah, it looked like he made a new Instagram to ask. Like, it was like user 50, like one of them weird names. That's
whoever
not a real
you
thing.
Are, you're the man. And I have been not feeling well, so that's why I didn't go. But I would like to go.
Like sick or sad?
Sick. Okay. And sad. I'm always sad. but
that sad laugh. I'm forcing.
but I'd like to go get it this week or next week if you're still down. Yeah, hit my line. Get into those DMs.
Mm.
And you know what? Maybe the fellas would like a pedicure also.
I was sitting here listening to you plug this pedicure, and I was like, it's crazy how much Allie's going to get from your short time here. just more than we've gotten
like
in years.
Though.
Have you ever got one?
No, I've heard good things.
Listen, if you buy me the pedicure, you'll get the video of my feet getting massaged by another woman, and she will be Asian.
Yeah.
So many layers of
ooh.
Hot.
I might go with you, even if no one buys it for me. I might go with you. That would be nice.
I wish I had my wallet. I know it's got no cash in it, but I was just going to... I wish I had cash.
You just throw your wallet at me.
I just wish I had... I love visual bits on podcasts. They're all bits. Don't turn on me, Allie. I'm just joking.
Not only do you not have any money, you don't even have a wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that bit if you wanted to.
A lot of people don't know Nate is a carrot top on the low.
in day-to-day life, not on stage, but day-to-day life, I go full carrot top. I love visual
bits.
You love
props?
I would love to do like 20 minutes with props. It would just like just how people write a one-man show.
What does it taste, dude? What are some of your props you've been thinking of?
I've never. I wish I could think of one that quick. What would I do? It would definitely be sexual. They'll be all sexual.
You'd probably pull out a bomb.
I have like a fake ass.
See, I was
I have like a fake ass that explodes.
You'd be Carrot Top for Halloween.
Dude, that would
be fun.
Dye your hair red.
What, go full white face?
Go full white, but people might think you're Ice Spice.
That's fine.
Mm.
Shake my ass in the deli.
All right, well now Andy's hard.
Yeah. I am. I've been enjoying pictures of her a lot lately.
She's
because she popped up on the timeline with that new song.
It's bad.
Can we get some feedback on that in the comments? What do you guys think of Ice Spice?
You're anti, right?
I'm a gay lady, but I don't think she's all that.
You know what it is for me? I do believe her body's natural, and there's so little of that in like TV shit now.
Oh, her body is natural.
And that's all it takes for me.
And I did see that music video where she has like a minor camel toe. And I was like, okay, let's see what we're working with there.
Which one is that?
I don't remember.
Way to bring up something.
Probably like the first video she put out.
Okay.
The one about Munch? I give her props because I didn't think she'd make it to like a second or third big song. But then this new one she just put out, I noticed it's like almost exactly the same as the last one.
She's
like,
Grammy nominated.
Is she?
Yeah, she was nominated for like Best New Artist.
Oh, I know she got some like, I saw she got some like Spotify award. But I was like, I was curious, like her team around her has to change up her sound now because like the new song she just put out sounds exactly like the last one right before it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you hit a wall on your first established sound. You need to like change it up now.
I guarantee you everything you're saying, they said about Cardi B, her first few tracks, and she's forever famous now.
But she probably did what I'm saying is like Cardi B adjusted.
Dude, I don't know. I didn't listen to. I probably didn't hear a Cardi B song, like beginning to end, for the first
what
like
was the
4 years.
What?
These red bottoms.
I didn't. It's not for me. Like it's. You can tell music that's not for you. Like I bet you didn't. You never heard Jadakiss and was like, "This is for me. This speaks to my soul."
I've heard plenty of Jadakiss. Thank you very much.
Yo, it's no. You don't gotta. This is Allie. First off, this is a podcast about honesty. We don't lie to each other here. We also don't renege. If you say we're pimps and give us our goddamn money. And
All right.
Oh, but to the Cardi B point, what was her first song where she's like, these red bottoms, these bloody shoes. Like that song was like a little like kind of hard, a little more hood.
It had a very menacing sound.
Yeah, and now if you listen to her shit, it's like a lot more poppy and stuff. And she'll have random songs that just sound Spanish as hell. And she'll have like, so like that's the thing that these artists that blow up. Every summer there's like hip hop artists that get fucking crazy. And then if the next summer, if you hear about him, you go, wait, who the fuck is that guy? Mm-hmm. And then it's because they don't like adjust their shit.
Right.
Yeah. That's what you gotta, because if you want to be like a major pop star, you have to kind of adjust to whatever the fucking thing is. Like Katy Perry's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
I Kissed a Girl's kind of like a rock song. And then I remember there's that song she did with Juicy J that was like clearly, oh yeah, dubstep was popular now.
Yeah.
And then she just kind of, then, yeah.
Now who knows like, where she is now?
Just, you know, mind her own
business. I feel like you know exactly where she is.
I have no idea. I'm not really a Katy Perry fan.
You seem like you're big into like, if I was to guess, I think you know a lot about pop culture, like celebrity gossip.
That's interesting. I actually have no idea. And actually something I Googled kind of recently was who are some famous people. I have no idea.
Okay. That was me being sexist.
I have no idea what's going on besides what is happening on the radio because I do drive a 2000 Honda Accord with no CD player and a busted tape deck and I don't have any kind of like plug-in.
That's so funny because cars now have no CD player, but she has no CD player for a whole other reason.
You're such a weird generation.
Yeah,
your car is the same as all cars now, but for a completely different.
Yeah, like, I'm poor, so I have to listen to the radio. So actually, I know
if I was a listener, I'd be like, if you want a new car in your radio, you know, or a radio in your car, you know what you got to do, or whatever.
I'll
fucking
fuck
thing,
someone
a new car.
For a new car.
Well, I wasn't talking about fucking. God damn.
Well, it sounds like Allie is. And we Allie's all begrudgingly.
Listen, but here's the thing. If you guys want a cut of what I'm getting.
God damn it. Do I have to like stand all tough wait. Outside of a room while you fuck a podcast fan?
You might.
All right, what were you going to say? What do we need?
Well, if you want a cut of what I'm getting, it's like, for example, this guy that's going to buy me a pedicure, your cut would be 10%. So you come up and come to the salon with
me.
I
get my pinky toe?
Maybe you get your pinky toe. Moisturized.
No.
That would
exfoliated.
Be so hilarious to tell a lady 10% of this is mine. One of these
paraffin treatment on that
skip
one.
Her big toe and go to mine.
Yeah. And I got a weird big toe. Yeah. I would never do that. I would never put anybody to a big toe.
What
work
kind of weird
me.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just my feet are dog shit. It's just funny colored and funny shaped.
Does your big toe look like it took a little size from all the other toes?
Like
are all your other toes too small?
No, my big toe looks like it's gonna fall off soon.
Oh.
Who are you, Jibs?
Now, what exactly does that
Jibs
mean?
Doesn't have his
big toe. It's got a weird...
have a big toe?
Yeah, Jibs doesn't have his big toe on his
one. You do know who Jibs... You know Jibs, right?
Of course.
Yeah. He lost in a lawnmower accident.
He has AIDS, doesn't have a big toe.
Why was he mowing the lawn with no shoes on?
No, it cut through the shoe.
You've seen the bottom of the lawnmower?
Yeah,
you think a fuck if you got shoes on.
Yeah, see, unless you're wearing steel-toed boots, and it has to hit perfectly.
Okay. Well, he was mowing the lawn in an Iron Man outfit.
But yeah, I forget. Oh yeah, it just looks really bad. They're not good.
They're not good.
Yeah, I would probably. Yeah, yeah.
So I think you've been to my porch parties. Have you been shoeless?
Never once.
Oh,
the most I would have done is I would have never taken my socks off for sure. I would have maybe done it.
I've never gone to the beach.
I always show up a little late. I would show up after the beach.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's why, but it's why.
It's like, part of the reason.
Wait, are you like, what was the joke in, what was it? Never nude? David Cross and fucking.
I'm never nude with my feet.
You're never shoeless?
Never nude. Just never sockless.
Actually,
I've been going through that actually again. I've been trying to put jewels on Arrested Development.
It's so good.
It's so good. But you can't be in your. The thing about Arrested Development though is you can't watch like you do shows now. Like you have to be watching the show. You can't be
there's
in
so
your
many
phone
jokes.
That are like visual, but they're yeah. You can't be
You know what sucks so hard about the fourth season is because they were all so famous. It was crazy because first three seasons, all of them were just like bit actors. Mm-hmm. None of them were famous yet. But then when they came back with the fourth season, they're all fucking famous. Mm-hmm. So they all couldn't get everyone in the same room to do like the show together. Mm-hmm. So each episode was about one character. And then you realize you're like, oh, this is an ensemble cast type show. Mm-hmm. And it like didn't work at all for
well, I was so, never watched on my fault.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Allie.
I'm going to talk. So
let's go, Andy. Way to dominate.
If neither of you are going to take it, I'll keep talking.
Well, also, I read somewhere that Jeffrey Tambor, is that how you say his name? Mm-hmm. The guy that played...
Michael Cera was George Michael to me forever. I'm very bad.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey Tambora.
Which one is he?
He got...
Who was his character?
The old guy.
Okay, the dad.
The dad in prison.
Yeah, the patriarch.
Didn't he get like a soft cancel?
He did get a soft cancel, and apparently he treated Jessica Walter, who played...
Oh, yeah.
Who
he was
played
a motherfucker.
Lucille. Yeah, he was terrible to her, like would put her in tears on set and stuff. Which, I mean, she was incredible in that show. And now knowing that, if you look back on that and you think many days she was having like the worst day she's ever had professionally, it makes it
easier. It's so funny, too, because you get so closely associated with the characters. So when, what was her name again, you said?
Lucille.
Yeah, like when the actress who played Lucille was like, he was mean to me. You're like, well, you're a fucking stone cold
bitch. You're a bitch. You were mean to all your kids.
You're like, wait, that's a show. You're a real lady.
But the thing is, I'm actually surprised to this day that she's not, I thought she was actually a bitch in real life because every time I see her in something, she's a bitch. She's a bitch in Archer. She's a bitch in Arrested Development.
You start getting
typecast.
Once you're good at a role.
True. That's what happened to George Costanza.
Yeah.
He's like a Juilliard trained, I forget his real name, but he's a Juilliard trained actor who wanted to be serious at a point, but he's just, after
it's
being
just
George.
Rough. When you're like, when you're short, a little pudgy and bald, it's like you can only do, because like acting is also, there's a visual component.
Or will people know you as a thing? Like Spider-Man. Remember when Tobey Maguire was going through his period of time where he was like, I'm going to be more than Spider-Man. Here are my serious roles. And everybody was like, shut the fuck up. You're Spider-Man.
Frieza.
Damn, I wish that could be the title. Yeah.
Tobey Maguire also got fucked up because like... It's the same thing, I think. Who's the newest Spider-Man? Not Andrew Garfield.
I forget his name. He is my favorite Spider-Man, too.
He's a sick Spider-Man, but
what's the young bull's name?
Yeah, he's the best.
I don't remember. I'm forgetting. I'm really bad with actors and actresses' names.
Me, too. I only know Arrested Development because I fell asleep to it. You know when you fall asleep to the same thing every night so it doesn't like keep you up all night?
Uh-huh.
I fell asleep to it for like fucking 3 years in a row, like that.
So that was part of that. That and Aqua Teen were like my one and two for a long time.
I would fall asleep all the time to Family Guy, but this is when we were still on DVD, so I would get woken up to the fucking menu.
Yeah, that would suck too back in the day.
But you wouldn't get waken up right away. You'd have weird dreams. And you're like, why is Brian and Peter and Lois yelling at me so much? Then you realize the fucking menu. Oh, but I think Tobey Maguire had the same problem that the current Spider-Man dude is gonna have, where it's like,
bro, when you're 60, you're still gonna look like a little boy.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been in. Did you see Uncharted? The movie Uncharted. Yeah. He did look like a little boy in that still, though, too.
They're both great actors. Yeah. It's just like after a certain point, no one's gonna watch you, and like it's gonna be harder for you to be in the leading man role. There's gonna have to be an asterisk on your type of character. You can't just be like, it's, you know, it's the same thing with fucking Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're pudgy and bald, dude. Like, yeah. You're not gonna be the heartthrob, even though you're the sickest actor probably ever. Like,
right.
Okay.
You looking up his name?
No. I started to, but then it made me remember something else that we have to bring up that I sent to the Panties IG. It's so funny. And then I think there's a part two that I got that I just found out
multiple angles.
Yeah, but I didn't know there was the other angle first. I only saw Gardini's. Oh, this is great. Okay, all right. I'm sending the part two, but you got this is just so funny.
Hell yeah! You watched it again?
Yeah, Allie, you're gonna love this.
Okay.
All right, so this is an Instagram. We're about to make this forever because these are both only on stories. So once we put this on the episode, it's up. It's there. If you're audio listeners, just go to this exact timestamp on the YouTube for a second. It's a video of Shane Gardini and LaMare trying to go into, I think it was the creek in the cave, and LaMare just can't.
LaMare just takes a fucking tumble.
LaMare takes such a like a true all the way.
Yeah, dude, just
I saw it. It's so funny.
They're gonna be on a Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah.
And then,
but you would think he would make more noise, that they would notice it sooner.
Well, it's security footage.
It's outside. You know what I mean?
I guess, but you wouldn't assume that he would make a
look. But look at him running.
Why does he?
Yeah, and then he probably just started laughing immediately.
LaMare.
I'll watch that one more time. Because it is like, why are you running, dude?
Yes, they're two steps from the door.
Yeah.
Like, look, Shane walking, Gardini walking. LaMare. Guys, wait up!
Oh, God!
And then he's like, I fell!
I already can hear him. Like, I hear him dying. I know he's just dying laughing.
Oh, dude, so and you know he hit like just a... Oh, dude, and the funniest part, I was mad that I had this great tweet set up and it didn't fucking hit. And it fucking... Because I was laughing watching that. Like, LaMare has that joke.
The fat guy falling.
That guy's falling.
Would you go? He bounced a little.
Yeah, that's basically. I don't want to do his whole fucking joke. I won't bring it up. But it's that fucking joke about fat guys falling.
Man, I saw that like 30 minutes before you got here, and probably laughed the whole time.
Yeah. That gave me a good one.
Yeah. I was watching a little, not a documentary. Well, we were talking about the Y-Files.
Y-Files.
I was watching the Y-Files. I feel like you would like the Y-Files. You got a little conspiracy theory in you.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
I like
it. It's a good YouTube channel to power through or, you know, kill time with or whatever. But, I mean, I'm on a crop circle kick right now. They're real.
They are real.
They're real.
That's not a conspiracy. They're real.
No, I mean, they exist, but something's doing them. Something's communicating with us with our crop circles.
You keep phrasing this like the, yeah, we agree. You go, they're
you
definitely
get-
No, guys, listen to me.
You're like, guys, I'm going to say it. Crop circles are real. It's like, well, we've seen pictures of them, so they are real. You're like, no, I'm saying they happen. You're like, well, something had to have happened.
Andy, but you're not getting me.
What's the origin?
They're being created.
Of course they are.
Well, we can't argue that.
It's also just a thing no one can argue.
Hold on. At night, they're not there. And then in the morning?
Yeah.
Don't say it.
They're fucking there. They're fucking there, bro.
I can't stand you conspiracy theorists.
You gotta get Joe on if you want to talk about conspiracy theories.
Yo, you want Joe on so bad. You guys, what are you guys planning to do in here?
Nothing. We're not planning anything.
You guys have a plan.
No, he's just the top conspiracy guy.
Okay.
The other night, we ordered Chinese food, And I said, let's watch something. I said, let's watch something funny. And he goes, oh, I know. We'll watch what I've been watching. And then he puts on this ridiculous conspiracy theory thing. And so many of the things that they were saying were true, but then we're sprinkling in other things. And I was like, wait, is that true? And Joe's like, we don't know.
Which one was it?
Like, I can't remember, but it's absurd. There's like a talking like rat or some kind of talking animal.
A fish?
It might be a fish.
You're watching the Y-File.
You're shitting on Nate's favorite show.
Yeah, you're literally watching the Y-File.
I was like, Joe, I don't know if I could watch this because I'm going to internalize it as all facts and then I'm going to be out there in the world saying this.
You just got to watch it to the end. He'll tell you if it's facts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I always forget about the fish, though. The fish is such a great part of it, but it's like not what I'm there for, even though it is funny sometimes.
Yeah. That's good, though, because like a lot of those... Like, a lot of the conspiracy stuff, you'll be like, guys, can you chill with the fucking background music? Like, every conspiracy thing has, like, and you're like, dude, you gotta, it's like.
They're creating the mood,
Andy. This is why people don't get, like, fucking, fuck with this shit, is you don't have any levity. Like, you don't, shout out to, there's this podcast called Last Podcast on the Left.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically, like, they give you facts. Then they joke about it for a minute. Then they give you fat. Then they give you like the story. And then they joke about it. And you're like, that's the best way to get this shit. Because it's not just all. Because like a lot of conspiracy shit is just scary, 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 scary. Mm-hmm. And then you're just sitting there like, all of this is real. And nothing's real at the same time because this is real.
And then you want to die to find out what's real or what's not.
And then you try to go watch fucking normal TV and you're like, what's the point?
You think anybody's ever killed themselves just because they're like, I don't want to wait to figure it all out. I'm figuring it out right now. Is God real?
Yeah, boom. Probably.
Right?
This one political dude I listened to, shout out Clint Russell, fucking great dude, but he was just talking.
How do you know he's a great dude? You don't know what he does in the shadows.
Yeah, he might be on Epstein's list.
Yeah.
I met him. He gave me a hug, and he said, I love you, buddy.
Ooh, that sounds really sexual harassing.
Yeah.
He's a great dude. He said, if you blow me, I'll fucking put you on.
Mm. Okay, he does sound like a good guy now.
Yeah, he's back on our good side.
Yeah. He won me over.
He's like, hey, just let me borrow $100, and then I'll flip this and turn it into $500 just for you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's still working on it, but like, it'll happen.
Yeah, okay, totally.
Been there. I know exactly what kind of guy he is. The best kind.
Yeah. The best dude.
Yeah.
All the best dudes get blown by me. What are you doing? Frieza! Oh, I did it to myself. No, but he was saying, did you ever watch one of the, it's like the OG 9/11 documentary, Loose Change?
No, the first one I ever saw was Fahrenheit.
For Fahrenheit.
9/11.
Is that specifically 9/11?
I thought it was. 9/11 is in the name. That's the one with the guy from, didn't Lord of the Rings guy make that?
I think, okay.
No, he just is the same type of fat.
Michael Moore. No, that other guy. Yeah, Michael Moore.
That's been the Lord of the Rings guy who made that for my whole life in my mind.
You know what? I'm just laughing because of how easily you could mistake those two if you're not familiar.
All right, they're like the same looking dude.
What's his name? Peter Jackson.
Okay.
He does look like.
Wait, what does Peter Jackson do?
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, and what's the other
Michael
guy
Michael Moore does all the documentaries.
And only documentaries?
Only documentaries. Not one fantasy film.
Yeah, literally not one.
None of them have been fantasy films.
Yeah.
Man, sometimes I think I'm a smart guy.
Oh, dude, that's my daily struggle. I'm like, I'm smart, right? Right? And then I'm like, no. No, but the like OG 9/11 doc is Loose Change, and he was saying he watched that, and it's like, it's that thing where if you watch, like if you're not even like considering the idea that like, oh yeah, the government would commit false flags and stuff like that. And then you watch that and now you're like, I think that fucking happened. That like rocks your world.
Yeah.
Said it was giving him like panic attacks and shit. Like that shit can be, cause I go through that stage, those stages with certain things where mm-hmm. you're just chilling. You're like, oh, this is fun. Ha ha. This is interesting. Whoa, that happened. And then it like settles in where you're like, I now think this is real.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
What is that? Go ahead.
I got into that with Pizzagate for a hot minute because Joe was obsessed with Pizzagate. And uh-huh. I was like, it's disgusting what happened in that pizzeria. But then over time, I started being like, no, this did not happen. You know, whatever. I finally, I think, convinced Joe that it did not happen. But
Why would you convince them that the truth didn't happen? Your disinformation.
I like pizza. Don't ruin it.
This ruins all pizza for me.
You just got to get bad pizza. I bet you pizza. Never mind.
That pizza was pretty bad. Well, depending on who you are.
I bet you that pizza was pretty tall.
It was good to go.
Pizza was fresh. Oh. Had the freshest ingredients.
Oh, God.
We're losing Allie.
No.
Your Pizzagate truth is
nobody
kicking
has...
in.
You know those ingredients were right from the farmer's market.
They bring out one that's too big, and somebody's like, shh, come on, that's way too big. Show me the real shit.
The hot dogs, they make them there. They don't.
They show you how they're made.
Bro, they're not even in the water. They're like,
we made too much fun of something. That's not
no, fun. You didn't offend. No one has more jokes about awful things with children than I do.
Yeah, sometimes I worry about you.
Yeah, you should be on a list.
Oh, I'm
of
working
cool
on
people.
It. Yeah.
Oh man.
How was Texas?
A lot of fun. I'm excited about going down there. I was actually living very poor. The one thing I'll say about Austin is it's a car city. So I got down there. I had a good time my first like 4 days. And then it was just...
You were there for a week.
I was there for a week.
Yeah.
And then the last like 2 days, I didn't really do shit. Just because it was like it would have cost Uber money. We did like the podcast. I did shit every day, I guess. But like Tuesday, I felt like I wasn't doing shit. And I guess that's the day I'm focusing on in my head. I did the podcast with McCusker and Gardini and Lemaire, and then just was home or in Shaden's house.
Might have been cheaper to rent a car, no?
I mean, because Ubers aren't that bad, like overpriced there. So like doing one or two for like the day isn't crazy, but if you once it gets to like, all right, I need to do like 4 or 5,
yeah,
it's like, all right, I won't be able to move.
Yeah,
I'm gonna run through all my savings, and it's all I'm moving there off of just the savings.
Yeah,
so I don't know, but I had fun. Missed you. You know,
you did. You called me out of nowhere.
Oh yeah, I called you. We talked for like 40 minutes. We never do that.
Yeah.
I actually missed you.
No,
the gals were gabbing.
And I had just gotten off the phone with my mom, so I was ready to talk to someone I loved. I was like really warmed up. I was like, all right, later, mom. I got to talk to Nate Marshall.
Yeah.
But it was chilling. It's going to be hot as fuck there. It was like 80 in January or whatever month, whatever it was. That was January, right?
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, that was January. It's all running together.
Oh, yeah,
but it was 80
only the
still.
5th.
Yeah, it was 80.
Dude, listening to the pod not on it was so funny.
That's how I felt when y'all did Sarah J.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll never not. That will never not bother me.
Yeah, like.
You know what?
I can't.
It'll be so easy to get her back on.
I can't help noticing Nate didn't say he missed me.
I didn't.
I
haven't been talking to you once a month for however many years, or once a week for however many years.
Okay.
Yeah,
did you miss me, Allie?
Yeah, actually, I cried a lot.
See, this is why I didn't miss you. You're a fucking liar.
No, dude, that's why we watched the Y-Files.
So many times.
We were watching I was watching the Y-Files, and like, I wonder if Allie's watching the Y-Files.
I was. Little did I know I was.
Yeah, yeah.
You looked out the window, ask your alien overlord, is Allie watching?
Mm-hmm.
Big gray, little gray?
Mm-hmm. Fuck. No, I didn't. I saw you. Like, I saw both of you like as soon as I got back.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Nate.
We had a good talk. I don't remember what about.
When you came back?
Yeah. I remember now. We were just talking about what it was. We're talking about me never leaving Drip.
Nate is going to keep coming back to...
Once a month for Drip?
Yeah.
I believe that in my heart right now, but I...
Wait, you really...
I know. In my mind, I was thinking about it. I was like, is he really going to do this?
I think I can pull it off. Mm-hmm. I think I can pull it off. The flights there, at least right now, when I look at flights from Texas to here...
You're going to take a plane once a month to do...
to do the stand.
And they'll probably give you other spots.
I'll probably be able to do more spots and then just go home.
And you can probably get spots elsewhere.
And if I stay for like a day or two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can crash. I have places I can crash.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to.
Yeah.
Plane rides.
to see.
I don't mind putting. It's not even about seeing Allie. I'm just gonna miss. I'm gonna miss like.
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Drip is fun. Doing this, hanging at the stands, fun.
Yeah,
fair enough.
And if you're you're watching this now, you either came to Drip or you didn't.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, my only question is, why the fuck not?
Yeah. My feet need fixing.
Well, not only do my feet need fixing, but the lineup is pretty hot.
Lineup's fire.
Lineup is fire.
We got we got TP on there.
Who's TP?
Tommy Pope. That's what I call him. I call him TP.
Cool. I'm going to come get some recipes from Tommy. I've been whipping it up in the kitchen, dude.
Have you?
I made pretty good ramen this weekend.
You should.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you put an egg in it?
I didn't put an egg in it.
Okay, well then your ramen fucking sucked.
Yeah, Allie, you can't cook as good as Andy to talk shit like that. When was the last time you cooked something not out of a box?
I can make some things.
Yo, you know where you need to go?
Where?
Fucking England. They love beans over there.
I know that.
They put it on their fucking breakfast.
I found that out and I tried it. Guess what? They're not wrong.
Beans for breakfast?
Beans on toast for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. That sounds...
I don't know, dude. All that English food looks like they're fucking... I don't know. It's slop. I don't know. And as a man who has a dick full
of... Looks like your penis.
A dick full of slop. Yeah. Nah, the one that gets me is just like part of their breakfast is just like a whole slice of tomato. And I don't know. I currently live in the best breakfast state.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you're just going to give me beans and toast and tomatoes?
Texas might be a good breakfast state. They got, like, Tex-Mex breakfast.
Oh, a little huevos rancheros?
Little huevos rancheros.
Oh, yeah.
A little fucking, dude. Like, egg on a like, a crispy tortilla shell.
Breakfast burrito?
Breakfast tacos what? For sure, all over the place.
Oh, wow. Fucking one where it's, like, the chips with the egg and shit?
That's huevos rancheros.
Yeah. Did you say that already?
That's what Allie's called it.
Yeah.
I don't listen. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I know. I have a vagina. It's so hard to hear.
It really is.
It's the smell that distracts me. Guys! No, I was going to say, I'm going to go in with my restaurant and totally like clean up. And I'm just going to serve them fucking bacon, egg, and cheese and chop.
Are you going to start a restaurant in Texas?
Thinking about it. Probably not.
Wow, you should. My friend did one.
I do want to do something with
he killed it.
Making more food. But I was like, yo, no one there's got chopped cheese. I could bring chopped cheese to Texas.
Ooh.
I could definitely do that. I could bring bacon, egg, and cheeses, shit like that.
Yeah.
Put them on a Kaiser roll.
I promise to Yelp whatever business you start.
And thank you.
But I will say, you're going to get a Philly cheesesteak from this guy, the guy from Jersey.
He's not from Jersey.
God fucking damn it.
I don't know if I'm ready to.
Where are you? You're from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Central PA.
The whole state, at least the whole eastern side of the state, dominates with cheesesteaks. One thing that I will say about our kind of area that we grew up in PA, though, for some reason, like Berks County and like, I don't know if Lehigh Valley does this, but Berks County would throw, marinara on it.
Yeah.
Which is just right.
Nasty. I grew up thinking that was like standard. Yeah. That's how my dad would always make it. We'd go to the Allentown Fairgrounds and get like, there's just like, at the entrance of the concert venue on the Allentown Fairgrounds, there's this like restaurant. We'd go there. They'd throw fucking sauce on it. Yeah, that's just like, dude, it's so fucking weird. Outside of Philadelphia, it's like.
It's not even outside of Philly, though. It's like literally Berks County, Lehigh Valley. Like if you go like towards where we are. It's been that way. If you go to like Lancaster, it's not automatically fucking or like.
Is Lancaster where all those people are?
The Amish.
Yeah.
Actually, since we're talking about cheesesteaks, this reminded me of a topic from early, like before LaMare was even talking.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like, I think I was just new to Jersey and I had stars in my eyes for Quick Check. I want to take it all completely back.
Oh, Quick Check sucks.
There's almost nothing good about the place.
Yeah, it's dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I think I was just new to Jersey and I got swooned for something about Quick Check.
Their sandwiches suck.
I've been meaning to justify this wrong I committed to the podcast world. Quick Check fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wawa is like a restaurant, like a fast food restaurant with a gas station attached to it. Quick Check is a gas station with a fast food restaurant attached to it.
Yes.
And
that's it.
Both places have bathrooms, so that's good.
Quick Check's bathrooms are dog shit. Every time I go into one, it's like homeless guy.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like one bathroom.
You should see the ladies' room. It gets pretty ugly.
You know what? The one near me doesn't have a separate. It's just like it's like a bathroom as small, like as big as this desk. Oh. And then it's it'll be shit on the walls. And
I will say this, though. I think bathroom quality in general is area. Because okay. I remember like our quick check bathrooms are good. But David, I mean, I'm not even shitting on.
Oh, you mean like near where you live?
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. I remember one time. So Steph used to live in fucking Stroudsburg, which is like on the way up to the Poconos, if anyone doesn't know. And then I worked over in.
What was the time frame away?
My job was like 45 minutes away.
Okay.
And so I would drive down 33, whatever the fucking road was, and I would stop at this. It was like a bumping Wawa, and I remember constantly, dude. One time, I had to take the craziest shit, and then there was just on the big roll of toilet paper, just water completely through the one side. So I'm having to like strategically rip off these small slices of dry toilet paper till I get enough to clean my shitty ass.
Oh,
it was fucking brutal. But yeah,
a thing about those that I know, like I always think about when I think of those like rural. Wawas or sheets is it's like people talk about like black people hanging out in front of stores and shit like that. That's like a stereotype we get sometimes, especially in the cities. But rednecks love hanging in front of a gas station.
Because that's the thing in those rural areas. Once 8 o'clock hits,
everything's done.
If it's not a bar, it's fucking done. And most of those dudes hanging out either they're not in the mood for the bar that night, or they can't go to the bar because they're fucking high school kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, we used to fucking do that. We would hang out. We would all go to the movies on a Friday night, and then
we're all the same.
There'd be a Wendy's. Yeah. That's what the government doesn't want you guys to know.
Yeah.
We may look a little bit different, but we're all the same at the end of the fucking day. We sound different when you close your eyes.
I feel like I was saying something to you that you were making me feel smart about at the bar, and I can't remember what it was, and it's been bothering me. I was like,
I told you to do a bit about that.
About something, I can't even remember my own fucking thought process.
You said, I don't think black people would like it.
Yeah, and that bothers me sometimes
a bit. Don't do that, dude.
I can't do it.
Keep yourself in a prison
for
the whims of the idea of what black people would think.
I posted a picture of me and Nate last night to advertise Drip, and I told
you. You saw my comment. You didn't see my
comment. I did see it. I thought I liked it.
Oh, did you?
I think so.
It was fun. It was Allie on the left, Nate on the right, and I said, right, wouldn't left.
Yeah.
Which obviously.
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 Not even a joke, just a statement.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would?
Yeah.
I mean,
genuinely, you're joking a little bit. You're being facetious, but look at me in my eyes. I'm so serious.
Look at Nana's crossed fucking legs. You know, he's so fucking serious.
Yeah, I see the fucking. Well.
Sorry. I respect it.
I've been enjoying
it. I was posing. We were all posing. You get a flexor.
But Nate said that.
Pose. Show me your feet.
No. Don't. No. We they didn't pay. This is the free app.
They didn't pay.
This is the free app.
They didn't pay. And
they got saved for that. After
it'd be so funny though. If she showed her feet, and there's. I just imagine one dude eating cereal, and then that.
Dude,
happens.
Can I say? Can I say? Fucking Colleen Genevieve put my fucking dirty ass Vans sneaker in her mouth the other night at Pet Shop. Wild.
That's on brand for Colleen.
Wild move.
Old sneaker mouth.
Yeah. Doing what any of my boot freaks would kill to do. I said, Colleen, did you pay for that? Where's my money? Bitch,
wait,
better have
put
my
your,
money.
How'd you put your Converse in her mouth?
It was my van.
Still on your foot?
It was
or your
still
van?
Yeah, I was sitting like, you know, like this with my knees up kind of like against my chest. And she kept trying to like put kisses on me. Then she was trying to bite my thigh and I kept blocking. And then I went to block with my foot and she just grabbed it and put it in her mouth. I said, "Jeez Louise."
It's kind of sick. Colleen's fun.
Yeah, doesn't that sound Colleen. Like a nice, fun thing?
You see two girls doing that in the corner.
Yeah. What the just fuck? Also, where are we at time-wise?
48.
Ah, okay. I just want to say something to you. She told me what she said. She is lying.
About what?
Nothing.
Oh, yes. Let's air
no, no, no,
our
no, no,
dirty
no, 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 no,
laundry.
No, 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 no. We can't play
oh,
with that.
Oh, Nate's got dirty laundry.
I don't.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yeah, I believe the term was sneaky link. That's what she said.
Yeah. She said, I was like, why would you? But
why would
then
you,
it was funny to say.
Why would you tell her about us? And I learned it all. And,
okay. See?
Do I have to beat her up?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Are you breaking bro code? Do I have to beat you up, Allie?
Let me tell you something.
She thinks she's breaking bro code, but
Andy,
she's not.
Allie, you got those sunglasses?
Andy,
but she
yeah,
thinks.
Yeah, I need the fucking sunglasses.
she thinks.
Oh, good thing you did your makeup. Hope it matches these fucking black eyes.
Andy, I would fuck you up.
It's crazy that you even. That's girl privilege. It's crazy that you can look at Andy's arms and have seen his lifting videos.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, it's crazy you think Colleen would be my stinky link, because then it'd be like, don't go against that too hard, because then you're being mean to her.
Oh, no. I love Colleen. Colleen's the fucking homie.
Let's not be mean.
You think I would that? Yeah.
No, I wasn't even going to even. No, I would never.
Come on. Come on now.
But I did think that was funny. And then
oh yeah. Oh, let me tell you something.
Allie, I could DV you so hard.
What's DV?
Domestic violence.
Oh, bro, please. Have you ever done any DV?
No, but I'm always ready.
Mm-hmm. See, you're badder. You said that like that meant he was a pussy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey, have you ever done any DV?
Never. Never even thought about it, because I'm a fucking man.
Gay as fuck.
No.
Even gayer.
No, you just date pedophiles and
freezer.
Gay because you're a man and you should have.
Except for Joe.
Even gayer because you're a man and you're black.
I should be. Yeah. Wait, you're a black dude not beating women?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's up with
what
that?
What are you beating off, dude? Wait, what was the? Oh wait, never mind. We're way too far past it.
No, go ahead, go back.
All right, man, I got a lot of passion fruit in me.
Yeah,
I'm having a lot of thoughts swirling around.
Kitty has some claws.
Yeah,
dude, Kitty's got claws.
Sorry, I gotta let's retract these claws. No, I'm just happy to podcast.
So you went this whole since Thursday thinking that was a thing. That's why you walked in here all weird.
Oh yeah. Oh, I had some thoughts.
She looked at your girl.
I had some thoughts.
Allie just walks and goes, I don't have secrets. What?
Yeah. When you hear someone's period's late, and then all of a sudden you find out Nate was involved. Just kidding. No.
Yeah, that was also an elaborate exaggeration going on.
Yeah. No one has ever had a late period, including me.
No, you're definitely an abortion king.
You got a punch card there.
You're an AB king.
You walk into Planned Parenthood and they go, Allie!
Here's our girl!
Hey, we almost did hit our quota.
We saved your seat. I was going to say seat, but it's not how they...
Allie, we saved your lounge chair.
Yeah.
Get up in there, gal. The regular, a little off the top? Take a little baby off the top?
I will say it's offensive how many condoms they give me when I do go to Planned Parenthood.
Is it offensive or is it just kind of like...
It's nice.
You know they're pros. Like they size you up and they go, what do we need?
What do we need? Mm. This girl needs about 10 pounds of condoms.
Yeah. It's like when you go to men's warehouse. They size you up and they go, what do you need?
Yeah.
They give you the right size.
They had one time given me like fucking 6 boxes of Today sponges. Probably don't even know what that is. That's a sponge you put inside.
Is that a sponge for Today's cum?
Yeah, but I thought Today's sponge was fake because I saw it on Seinfeld and there was like a whole episode, but it was.
Andy, can you bring up a Today's sponge, please?
Yeah.
I got you.
Hopefully it doesn't show it inside. Maybe safe search on.
Why? You don't want to see it inside?
No, Allie, because we want this to not get off YouTube. Oh. See, you know your days are numbered on this podcast and you're just trying to wild out now. We started off with this started as soon as you brought up Texas. You were like, so how is Texas, Nate? And Allie just remembered. Yeah. It was fun while it lasted.
It was fun while it lasted.
You better soak all this up and get as many people to sip.
Soaking it up like a fucking Today's
sponge. What's that?
you pinch it. And then you put it inside, and then it opens up again.
Yeah, the things they give y'all to not get pregnant are terrible. How big is that? Is that like condom size?
Damn.
No.
The candle looks kind of big.
The what?
The candle is next to. Is that a candle?
I think that is a candle.
It's just like a first aid kit for sluts.
Yeah, it totally is.
Emergency cum leak.
I don't like the strap that comes down. I don't like, because how can that be sexy?
Well, it's because you have a big...
I'm spread eagle, and you just see a
your pussy's
fucking
so big,
strap.
It might fall in.
Also, I bet you... I bet you.
it's like a lie.
I bet you they're not considered... Like, this is expecting you to not be fucking somebody like who gives a fuck.
This is, yeah. This
wait.
A today sponge?
Yeah.
Wait, like, do you throw that in and it blocks the cum?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is for somebody who's, if
it
this
soaks
is like,
it up.
If you try to put a condom on, it's getting soft right away. I can't think about what I'm doing
you,
at all.
What do you mean?
Wait, like, these are for people who, like, a woman who can't have sex with a condom without a guy getting soft.
No, this is for people that want to fuck raw, but don't want to be on hormonal birth control.
No, I like what I said better.
Okay.
Is this so you can get blasted in?
Yeah, this is so you can get, yeah, blasted.
But it can't even feel good anymore. It can't be fun.
Well,
it's so easy to pull out.
I'll tell you that I don't
it really
like it.
Is.
It's so easy to pull out.
Here's what's crazy is I had them all in my apartment, and I had a party, and someone stole all of the boxes of today's.
I can't get blasted in tonight.
Yeah. Well, I got blasted anyway. But
sick.
Thank God we live in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
What?
What does it have to do with? Oh, abortion.
Sterile? Yeah, duh.
Oh, I thought you meant it was just going to be sterile wop cum. You're like, hey, you had too many garlic knots. Fucking shoot it up there, Antonio.
Yeah.
People know garlic makes you sterile.
I have the new.
Wait, does it?
No.
Don't worry, Nate. You can eat all the chicken.
I was sitting there like, yo.
Oh, yeah. Not every fucking day.
I will tell you that there are weird remedies. So like one time I was like, oh, fuck, I'm definitely like I have to be pregnant. And then I went online and I was like, I don't want to fucking pay for an abortion. I was like, maybe I could get ahead of this on my own. And I started looking up the home remedies and it's like eat an entire pineapple in one sitting. Cut my mouth up. And then fucking like, I forget, I think it was like rosemary. You just make a bunch of rosemary tea, take a bunch of Tylenol.
No, it's like eat a pineapple all at once. Don't cut it up. Just take it.
just
some horny dude trying to get you to deep throat a pineapple.
I'll tell you how desperate I was. I looked up because people always speak on the power of your mind. And I was like, maybe.
I think that's true.
Yeah, me too. There's a whole book called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind.
That's what I do when I need to take a shit and I can't. I just...
Mm-hmm.
Use the power of your mind to leave 10 minutes earlier.
Who, me or Allie? Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ.
I'll have you know this is pretty embarrassing.
The power of her mind is just for cum.
I looked up a meditation on how to get rid of it. I said, I wonder if they have a meditation to get rid of a pregnancy. Turns out they don't. But
it's crazy that you thought there would be.
Well, the power.
What do you believe in?
This mind.
Like, do you not believe in? Do you believe? I know you're not a
most
God believer.
Most religions want you to keep the cum.
Yeah, but I also know you're not a. So you can't be science. Also, though, if you thought you could meditate a baby away,
she's not religious. She's spiritual.
I'm spiritual. I believe in vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And big on vibes. I will also tell you.
You laughed. I knew Allie was being dead serious, so I didn't laugh at all.
I laughed because I knew she was being dead serious.
Oh, you knew it was so dumb.
And I'm going through this life going, you give that bitch too much credit. Sorry.
No.
But that wasn't friend talk.
I got you.
So to graduate high school, you need like 4 years of certain subjects, and you can't like fail them. So, of course, you know,
how I did it.
I've done summer school twice, of course.
I did too.
But
you're not dumber than me, Allie.
But I graduated. I was the 13th stupidest person in my class when I graduated high school. They ranked us.
Wait, were you at? No, you probably just never went to class.
No. Have you heard Allie has ideas? We were talk with Allie. Her ideas are nuts.
But, well, like, she's. I hate to compliment you, but that's also like pretty girl brain.
Well, no. You know what it is? Is I'm not book smart, but I'm street smart.
Allie's had enough stalkers that I know that she's only gotten like dudes being like, yeah, that's not fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you get dudes like you. Because you know what it is? It's like.
Because remember we were joking about like the fucking like the Hispanic goth girl in the group chat with you, me, and LeMaire. There's something about a Hispanic goth girl like in like
Latina goths. They're so rare, but they're so sexy.
But you, but that's a thing. That's like a thing now. And it's like there's something about. There's something about, like, the goth girl that gets dudes worked up. And then, so Allie's, like, adjacent to that. She's obviously not goth, but she
I look at you
that.
Punk. I don't look at you as goth.
That's
yeah.
why
that's
I,
why
yes,
she does
why
nothing
I said
for
adjacent.
Me.
I'm sorry.
I do have a video of Whoa. Me in my phone going, who gives a fuck about punk rock?
But that's what, that's why I say Allie's, like... Allie's adjacent to it. Get, what are you saying?
I just I don't remember doing it. You're around me a lot when I'm blacked out. How do you just end up there?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
I
must be drugging
I
me.
I see weakness and I'm right there.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
No, we
and
were
then with a just, camera out.
Yeah, we were at Old Man Hustle.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
all
I just assume Allie's the pink elephant you see when you drink too much.
He just pops up.
Oh, but I was going to say, because she's like goth girl adjacent, you're a cute girl, and then you also have that... You also have that reckless nature to you where, like, we've had... My eyes are up here, Nate.
I was looking dead at your Adidas thing. You know what it was? I was looking at the way the D is right between the thing perfectly. I was looking at the D.
You were getting hypnotized by my gut.
I hit you with I was looking at the D. That was,
yeah.
It was hard.
I bet you were looking at the D.
Which D, though, dude?
You got
Frieza.
Damn it, Allie knows where the Frieza button is now. She's been unleashed.
Oh, but the last thing I was going to say is like there is also that element to you where we've seen the comments where we go, Allie's so hot, I want her to ruin my life.
Yeah. Oh, I and love that.
You're a treacherous combo for a dude to get a guy worked up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was also being mean to you and saying like all that other stuff. You called me a bitch or something like 10 minutes ago and I haven't let it go.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about?
You called me an Andy bitches. That's what it was.
Someone commented on our photo, Bean Dip.
Ugh.
And I said, Andy and Nate love, if you see them on the street, they love being bean dipped. And some guy goes, no, I think Nate would knock me the fuck out. Andy's a freak and he would like
I'll
it.
I'll palm
though.
Strike any listener that bean dips me.
Andy, bean they've never seen the footage. But we can't pretend you don't like your nipples cranked.
The footage
of me because I died.
Dying?
Did we ever talk about that on the pod? Or do you? I feel like we did, but you don't remember.
If there's footage of
it's Andy. Gone. LeMaire had the last like available footage of it, and he decided it. Like he was like, it's,
he got rid of it.
He said he got rid of it. We were we brought it up. We brought it up kind of recently. We brought it up last week on the pod, and like McCusker and his brother were like, you guys got to put that out. But he was like, I got rid of it. It was. The footage was kind of fucked up. I'm sure I told you.
It's weirdly one of the proudest moments in my comedy career.
You almost killed me by making me laugh.
Like, making someone pass out from laughing.
Did you pass out?
I passed out.
No, it's... The video's uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, it looks like I... Something. It looks like I have a tumor that I don't know I have up there.
Oh.
It's very bad.
Yeah, he like laughs and then like you coughed maybe.
I'm like laughing and I'm like this. My head's back, and in my head I still remember the whole thing. I remember laughing so hard and thinking to myself, I can't breathe. And like so no oxygen was getting up there probably. And I just was like,
dude. And there's like a you.
Oh, I love that.
But no, you did like one of these. I think
it was like it was to the side, and I think my
and you
arm
could hear was, you could hear like a little bit of like.
Death rattle.
Yeah, you can hear like.
That part I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I was out.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
And then we did another 30 on the podcast.
This happened on the podcast?
That's how we had the footage.
We've said this before, but that was the best part is me and LeMaire are just fucking retarded and we just went, you good? All right, more pod.
No
like,
way.
Oh, Nate just died, but you're awake? Cool. Podcast.
No way. But so then this would be in an episode, no?
Well, he edited it out.
LeMaire edited it out. And
it was
Ian got rid of the fucking whole episode.
Damn. And what did you do to his nipples?
Nothing. It was because we were doing,
we were talking about kinks.
Yeah, we did a kink.
I was being very coy.
We did a BDSM test online. That was like the whole page was just us doing a BDSM test online.
And
that's when I found out I'm an exhibitionist was from that test.
And that's how you found out, not fucking in the.
Well, I didn't know there was a name for it.
I got self-conscious that I was going to come off vanilla, but also I was embarrassed to say I like a little bit of a nipple crank from time to time.
So, but the way Andy said it,
I was like,
it was because it was like, do you think consider yourself? It was a question. I was like, do you consider yourself vanilla or something to that context? And we were both like, Andy, you gotta. Andy hit vanilla because we were all doing like our own thing at the time. And like, Andy, you gotta hit vanilla. And then Andy's like, I'm not vanilla. He's like, but I don't want to say the thing I like. And you're like, oh, well, now you gotta say it. In that buildup, you're expecting something nuts, right? Like, you're expecting like butt play with, you know, just something that was going to be insane.
Yeah.
And then Andy goes, just sometimes I like my nipple cranked. It just, the surprise of it.
I think I said it very quick where I was like, I like to get my nipples played with.
You said it like coy. The way I remember hearing it is like you were said it like you were shy about it. Setup was like it was going to be something dark.
Very bashful.
But the setup was like it was going to be something dark. So when it just went from dark to
probably thought I was going to be like a jerk off to videos of people dying.
It felt like it was going to be crazy like that. And then it was just, I like my nipple cranked, and you said it coy. And just the combo of all of that was the funniest thing ever to me. And I just couldn't breathe over it. And died. It's like making my eyes water.
It was great symbolism to me too, because I was just like, Andy, if you don't just be your true self, you'll hurt the people around you.
Yeah.